కస్తూరీతిలకం లలాటపటలే వక్షస్థలే కౌస్తుభం నాసాగ్రే వరమౌక్తికం కరతలే వేణుకరే కంకణం సర్వాంగే హరిచందనం సులలితం కంఠే చ ముక్తావళి గోపస్త్రీ పరివేష్టితో విజయతే గోపాల చూడామణి. నమస్కారం టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. We are here once again to continue our enjoyment of Sri Krishna Leela. We have dealt with an important subject yesterday. That was about the secret of Krishna's birth. Many doubts were raised by Arjuna, and Krishna clarified them in 4 verses of 4th chapter. In the background of those secrets, if we further enjoy the leelas of Krishna, then we would be able to appreciate the right sense of it. I say this because there is doubt in everyone's mind about Krishna. As he stole butter, as he lied, and he married 16,100 girls. These three would not be accepted in the real sense by anybody. There are no doubts in the case of Sri Ramavatara, but all is in the case of Krishnavatara. If one has to answer to these doubts, then we need to understand the secrets about Bhagavan's incarnation. That is why we dealt with that subject yesterday. Having said that, Bhagavan's karma does not trigger his incarnation. It is only his free will. It is his compassion that triggers his incarnation. So he chooses to incarnate. He chooses his parents, the place of birth, and the way of his life, whereas we can't do so. We can't choose our parents, we can't choose our place of birth, or the way we want to lead our life. When these are the differences between our births and the incarnation of Krishna, then it goes without saying that he doesn't fall into the framework of rules and regulations of this material world. He is the one who formed the rules, who framed them. Should he follow them or not? He doesn't follow. There are many, many reasons to it. When we deal with each one of Krishna Leela, we will also try and understand the inner meaning to it. A Leela apparently may look wrong, but when we probe into it, we will rightly appreciate the meaning. First, let us discuss about Krishna Avatara in Mathura Nagara. Vande Vrindavana Charam Vallavi Janavallabham Jayanti Sambhavam Dhama Vaijayanti Vibhushanam. This is the invocatory verse by Sri Vedanta Deshika in his work Gopala Vimshati. Vande, I prostrate, I pay my obeisances. Vrindavana Charam, the one cowherd boy who wandered around Vrindavana. Vallavi Janavallabham, who was the dearest to all the Gopikastris. Jayanti Sambhavam Dhama, one who was born on Krishna Ashtami day, Avani Masa, Rohini Nakshatra, Ashtami Tithi. It's known as Sri Jayanti. To mention any other Jayanti, to any other birth of any incarnation, we need to qualify. Vamana Jayanti, Rama Navami, Narasimha Jayanti. But if we just take a name without qualifying, Sri Jayanti, what does it stand for? It goes without saying, it is Sri Krishna Jayanti. Not only that, if you do not know the name of a boy, he was running there, we wanted to call him. How do you call him? I don't know his name. Automatically, we will call, hey Krishna, Come here. Nobody calls, hey Narasimha, or Vamana, or Rama. Kanna Odiva. This is a simple thing which we use. So whatever we don't know, be it birthday or the name, what immediately comes to our mind is Krishna and Kanna. So he has been so common to all. When we take the name Jayanti, it stands only for Krishna Jayanti. That is what explained by Sri Vedanta Desika here. Vande Vrindavana Charam, Vallavi Janavallabham, Jayanti Sambhavam Dhamma, Vaijayanti Vibhushanam. Vrindavan is 84 krosha vast. Each krosha is 2 miles. So the total extent of Vrindavanam is 168 miles. Krishna, it seems, has wandered through all this extent. He has not left about, he has not left over even one place in Vrindavana. To go to Vrindavana, he took birth in Mathura Nagara. How did Krishna take birth? Who were his parents? Why did he take birth? Was it just simple as we take birth? It was not as easy. A long story goes behind that. Shukacharya is preaching Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit. Parikshit requested Shukacharya, I am left with only 7 days. I have to die after 7 days. I would like to know whatever to be known in these 7 days. I would like to see whatever to be seen in these 7 days. I would like to listen to whatever is to be listened to in these 7 days. Brahman, if seen, we need not see anything else. Brahman, if realized, we need not realize anything else. But if Brahman is not realized, there is no use realizing anything else. If Brahman is not seen, there is no use looking at anything else. So Parikshit, having left with only 7 days, as he had a curse of a Munikumara, Dakshaka, a serpent would bite Parikshit and he would lose his life. This is the curse of a Munikumara. So having only 7 days, he was in a hurry. He was pathetic and he was panicky. He went and requested to Shukacharya, can you explain to me the secrets of this life and birth? Can you explain to me the way to reach liberation? Shukacharya started preaching. Canto 1, 2, 3, 4. There are totally 12 cantos in Srimad Bhagavatam, many, many adhyayas and 18,000 verses. Till the 9th canto, Shukacharya explained all other avataras. At the end of the 9th canto, he briefly explained Krishna avatara, the background for Krishna avatara, the dynasty to which he belongs, and then on he stopped for a while. He wanted to be too brief on Krishna avatara. Whereas Arjuna was not satisfied. Parikshit was not satisfied. He requested Shukacharya, all that I am today is because of my grandfathers and because of Krishna. Parikshit's grandfather was Arjuna. Arjuna could not have won this battle but for the help of Krishna. And Parikshit is the grandson of Arjuna. So Parikshit wanted to know more about Krishna and not in brief. Secondly, Parikshit himself would have died when he was in the womb of Uttara. Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, he shot an arrow. It was known as Apandavastra. He wanted to kill all the Pandava Kumaras. Thus, it started affecting Parikshit too when he was in the garbha of Uttara. Uttara Devi surrendered to Krishna. She pleaded, why don't you protect my fetus? I would like to have my son. I want to have these Pandavas. Their dynasty has to survive. Krishna entered the womb of Uttara and protected the child. Thus came out Parikshit. Parikshit, but for Krishna, would have died. Arjuna, but for Krishna, could not have won over this war. So it was Krishna who helped them. So Parikshit wanted to listen to in detail about the story of Krishna. So he requests, can you explain to me in detail? We will dwell for a few minutes on the background of Krishna's birth, his lineage, the Amsha, the Vamsha which he belongs to. There are two dynasties. One is Surya dynasty and the other is Chandra Vamsha. Surya Vamsha, Chandra Vamsha. Rama belongs to Surya Vamsha, whereas Krishna belongs to Chandra Vamsha. In Chandra Vamsha, there were two kings. One was Kukura and the other was Bhajamana. Just note these names. Even if you don't remember, doesn't matter. What matters is the concepts which you are going to discuss further. So one was Kukura, other was Bhajamana. Kukura had two sons. One was known as Devaka, other was known as Ugrasena. Devaka's daughter was Devaki. Ugrasena's son was Kamsa. So Kamsa and Devaki were cousins. This is on the one side of it. There was another story. There was another king, Bhajamana. Bhajamana had many sons and 5 daughters. He had 10 sons and 5 daughters. Out of the 10 sons, one was Vasudeva. Bhajamana's son was Vasudeva. And Vasudeva's one sister was called Pritha. There were many sisters to Vasudeva. One sister was known as Pritha. So one side was Vasudeva and the other side was Devaki and Kamsa. Devaki was wedded to Vasudeva. On the day of the wedding, Kamsa placed Devaki and Vasudeva in his chariot and he was driving the chariot. At that moment, there was an Akashavani, an unknown voice. It told that, "O Moodha, O idiot Kamsa, the 8th Garbha of this Devaki and Vasudeva is going to slain you, is going to kill you." Let me go through the verses in Bhagavata. Kamsa Sunama Nyagrodaha Kanka Shankuhu Suhustatha Prithacha Shrutadevacha Shrutakirtihi Shrutashravaha Rajadi Devi Chaitesham Bhaginyaha Panchakanyakaha Kuntehe Sakyuhu Pitashuraha Aputrasya Prithamadat. There is one additional story to this. I just now told you, Vasudeva's sister was Pritha. As Vasudeva had lot of sisters, a neighboring king, he was not blessed with any children. So he requested the father of Vasudeva, "As you have many, why can't you give me one? I will adopt one son." Whereas it is those days, we are not talking about today. In those days, more than thousands of years ago, father of Vasudeva decided to give one daughter in adoption. Not one son in adoption. He wanted to give one daughter in adoption to the neighboring king. He gave one. And she was Pritha. Vasudeva's sister was Pritha. Pritha was given in adoption to the next kingdom. That kingdom was known as Kunti Desha. As Pritha went to Kunti Desha, she was known as Kunti Devi. Her name was not Kunti Devi. As she was given in adoption to that kingdom, and the kingdom was known as Kunti, she was known as Kunti Devi. As Arjuna was the son of Kunti Devi, Arjuna was known as Kaunteya. You need to note all these names rightly. You will find many times in Gita Shastra, Krishna calling Arjuna as Kaunteya, Partha. He is known as Partha because he was the son of Pritha. He was known as Kaunteya because he was the son of Kunti. Now we know the reasons behind all these names. Kunti Devi, her name was Pritha, so her son was Partha. The charioteer of Partha was known as Partha Sarathi, which is an epithet of Krishna himself. So these are the some relationship which you need to understand. Kuntehe Sakyuh Pitashuraha Aputrasya Prithamadat Pauravi Rohini Bhadra Madira Rochana Ila Devaki Pramukha Asan Patnya Anaka Dundhubehe. Vasudeva was also known as Anaka Dundhubi. The reason was, when Vasudeva was born to his father, it seems trumpets blew. Dundubi, trumpet. Anaka Dundubi. When Vasudeva was taking birth, many trumpets blew. So he was also known as Anaka Dundubi. Anaka Dundubi Vasudeva was married to many Delis. The list is given here. Pauravi, Rohini, Bhadra, Madira, Lochana, Ila, Devaki. He was married to all these 7. Now, out of these 7, 2 are important to us. What we want now is, one is Devaki, other is Rohini. I am going to tell you about the story of Rohini and the birth of Balarama later on. So, just note this, one wife was Rohini and the other wife was Devaki. Ashtamastu tayorasit swayameva harikila. Devaki and Vasudeva, they gave birth to 8 children. Their names are listed. Vasudevastu devakyam Ashtaputran Ajijanat, Kirtimantam. It is very uncommon. We don't know all these names even. We all know about Krishna and Balarama. But there were 6 more children before them. We don't even recollect their names. Kirtimantam, Sushenancha, Bhadrasenam, Udarathihi, Rujum, Samardhanam, Bhadram, Sankarshana Mahishwaram. Sankarshana was the 7th. Sankarshana is none other than Balarama himself. Ahishwara. Ahi is Adisesha, the serpent coach of Mahavishnu. So Ahishwara, Adisesha's incarnation was Balarama. He was the 7th. 8th was Krishna the Lord himself. So there were 6 children before them. What happened to them? Why don't we remember them? If someone has to be glorious, if some needs to be successful in his life, there would have been many behind the scene who have sacrificed for the same. So these 6 have sacrificed. For Krishna to be successful and known worldwide, all these 6 children, they laid down their lives. They didn't live. Kamsa killed all the 6 of them. Why did he kill and how did he kill is explained in the next chapter. We'll proceed further. Jato gataha pitrigrihat vraja meditartho hatva ripun sutashatani krutorudaraha. This is the brief shloka given by Shukacharya. Jato gataha pitrigrihat. As he took birth on a day, on the same night Krishna had to leave Mathura. We have never seen this pity to any child. No child would be moved out of the Prasava Griha on the same night. Whereas Krishna was moved out. He had to go out. If you get a child, would you go and would you not pass on the message to all? Would they not greet you? Will you not distribute sweets? Nothing was possible by Devaki. If she resorted to any of this, if she tried to do that, the first message would reach the ears of Kamsa. So she was too afraid. She didn't even open her mouth. She can't yell. She was under pain. But still Krishna took birth and he dispelled all these pangs, all these difficulties of his parents. Thirumangai Azhvar, in one of his verses he says, Tandakalil Vilangara Vandu Thonniya Thonnalpin Tamiyendan Chindaboyittu Thiruvarul Avanida Pirumala Virundenai Mandamarudham Vanamula Thadavandu Valiseiva Dudiyade. This was one of the verses of Thirukkannapuram. Thirumangai Azhvar has sung 100 glorious verses on Thirukkannapuram Shavari Perumal. One of the first one is this. Tandakalil Vilangara Vandu Thonniya Thonnalpin. Krishna's birth was to release his parents. Devaki and Vasudeva, they were bonded. They were imprisoned. To release the parents, Krishna took birth. What does it mean? Krishna gets himself imprisoned in this world. He cannot be imprisoned. But if we say, he gets imprisoned in this world to release us from this prison. He gets into this world to uplift us. If somebody falls into a well, I can't lift him up standing outside the well. It's possible provided the well is 30 feet deep. If it is 300 feet deep, I can't lift him from outside. I have to jump into the well, give a hand to him, then only lift him up. Similarly, this well, samsara, is not 30 or 300 feet deep. This is a bottomless pit. We do not know where we have fell even. So Krishna also jumps into the fray, then uplifts us. That's the reason why he was born in a prison. What is the significance of this prison? We are in a prison, in this samsara. This Atma, which is eternal, has got bonded into this Sharira. To release this Atma, Krishna also takes birth here. Thus, he proved it in the first instance itself. As he was born, all the chains and all the ropes that have tied down Vasudeva and Devaki, they broke open. You have heard the story. When Krishna was taken out of Mathura Nagara, all the jail gates opened. All the locks were damaged. When Krishna, Vasudeva, he carried Krishna, left him on the other banks of river Yamuna, only then he returned. And that was when Kamsa got to know about the birth of Krishna even. So what do we know from his birth? Janma karma cha medivyam evam yovetti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanmanaiti mameti sorjuna. Krishna spells that out in the 4th chapter. Janma, my birth. Karma, all my pastimes. Divyam, they are all divine. My birth is divine. My pastimes are divine. Janma karma cha medivyam evam yovetti tattvataha. one who realizes them truthfully. Krishna just doesn't mention evam yovetti. Knowledge alone is not enough. Yovetti tattvatah, one who realizes them truthfully. What does it mean? It is Brahman, he is Brahman, who was incarnated as a cowherd boy. If we look him as a cowherd boy, then it is not truth. If we realize him as Brahman, who has wantedly taken upon him the mantle of a cowherd boy, that is truthful understanding. He is not just a cowherd boy. He is not a Sulabha alone. He is a Paratva. He has Paratva and he has taken on the mantle of Saulabhya. So he is the one who is supreme as well as so much accessible and assailable. So if you understand that Krishna possesses two different qualities, quite opposite qualities, but both are found in him. One is the supremacy. He is the controller. He is the master, which we call it as Paratva, the supremacy, quality of being a supreme. On the other hand, he is a Sulabha. He is so accessible, easily assailable to all of us. Both these are found in Krishna. But if I look at Krishna only as a one who is just accessible, having no supremacy, that's wrong. If I think that he is found only in Vaikuntha, he is not accessible to us, even that is wrong. We need to understand both together, Paratvam and Saulabhyam. Evam yovetti tattvatah. So one who realizes these two glorious attributes of Krishna, tyaktva deham, he abandons, he renounces everything in this material world. Punarjanma naiti, having abandoned this body, he is never born again. Punarjanma naiti, mameti sorjuna, he reaches me. So he reaches Krishna Sayujyam, he reaches Sri Vaikuntha. Why is the birth of Krishna significant to us? The more we think about that, and the more we talk about his pastimes, we get released. Our consciousness, our mind gets purified. If we are purified, we are not going to be born here again. All our punyams and papams will get cleared from us. You need to note one point here. Swarga is a place where we reach as a result of our punyams. But Swargam is not Sri Vaikuntha. It is a much, much glorious and higher place than Swargaloka. Swargaloka is the third world. We are in Bhumandala, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Swarlokam is Swargaloka, which is the third world. And that's the world of Indra, where you will find Rambha, Tilottama, Urvashi, Menaka, all dancings. There will be many dances, many kacheris, what not you want. It is just full of enjoyment. So that's the third loka. If you have punya, you reach the third loka. That has nothing to do with Sri Vaikuntha. One who dispels, one who spends both papa and punya, only he reaches Sri Vaikuntha. Don't have an opinion that if you are left with punya, we will reach Sri Vaikuntha. Tada vidvan punya pape vidhuya niranjanaha paramam samyam upaiti. This is an Upanishadic verse. It says, tada vidvan, one who has realized Brahman, punya pape vidhuya, he renounces all punya and papa, niranjanaha, blemishless, paramam samyam upaiti, he achieves equanimity with the Lord. Paramam samyam upaiti. So you must know, punyam is also is a handcuff. Papam is also a handcuff. The difference is, one is a golden handcuff, the other one is an iron handcuff. It makes no difference to me. Handcuff, if always an handcuff. So that never allows me to reach Sri Vaikuntha. If you meditate upon the divine birth and the glorious pastimes of Krishna, I need not be born again. So we presume that Krishna also is affected by papam and punyam. It is not so. If he is born, I think for a while that Krishna was born in Mathura, I need not take birth again. If I think that he sucked milk from his mother, I need not drink milk again. If we think that he was born in a prison, then I am not born in this prison of samsara again. If I think that he stole butter, then all my papams get stolen. So whatever you think about him, the same opposite happens to me. If we think that he was bonded, I am not going to be bonded. If we think that he was born, I need not be born at all. So that is the meaning of this shloka. Janma karmacha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktvadekam punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. There was one preceptor by name Azhagiya Manavala Perumal Nayanar. He gives an analogy. He says that if we think about Krishna, if we think that Krishna was born here, enna nadakkum avar solrar, naam Bhagavan pirandaanu nanaithal, nammudaiya piravi avan thandai kaalil vilangu pattadu padum. If we think that Bhagavan was born, then what would happen to our birth? Our birth will find the same plight as whatever happened to the chains of Vasudeva's legs. Vasudeva's legs were bonded. All those chains were broke open. As Krishna took an incarnation, the chains broke. Similarly, if we think that Krishna incarnated for our sake, then all the chains that bond us down to this samsara, they also break and give way. So the way for liberation is avatara rahasya jnana. But many do not realize Krishna in the right sense. He himself laments in Gita. He says that avajananti mam mudhaha manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajanantaha mama bhuta maheshwaram. O Arjuna, these people fail to realize me. They misunderstand me. Avajananti mam mudhaha, they are all idiots. Avajananti mam mudhaha, they never know me. They don't realize. Manushim tanum ashritam, they just presume, they only look at my human form. Manushim tanum ashritam, I am in a human form. It seems Krishna had heard some comments. People have commented, here is a Punyatma who is able to do some miracles. There are people who can do Siddha Purushas, who do miracles. Out of the result of their Punya Karma, they can take many forms. They can do whatever they want. They can go from place to place. They will be found in two different places at the same time. People started thinking, here is Krishna who must be a Punyatma like that. Maybe not the same, maybe much better than them even. So he is just a Punyatma. They never accept that this is Brahman, no more a Punyatma. Even to a Muktatma, no Punyam or Papam affects. Where is the question of Punyam or Papam affecting Brahman? So Krishna said, avajananti mam mudhaha manushim tanum ashritam. I have assumed this human form so that you could better relate with me. But you don't realize that. You confirm that I am a human being. Manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajanantaha. They don't realize my supremacy. Mama bhuta maheshwaram. But I am the Lord. I am the master. I control this entire universe. We need to know more about it, discuss more about it, and slowly, steadily progress spiritually to understand, to transcend this form of Krishna and realize his real nature. His essential nature is being supreme. He has wantedly taken this human form so that he is quite accessible to us. We must not misunderstand that accessibility. Nariya tapupanu. We commit lot of mistakes. But Krishna never punishes us. We would take it for granted. Krishna will not punish at all. But other devatas. You go to some Kshudra devatas. You go to a Kali temple. Or you go to some Indra, Chandra, Kubera. They all punish you. If you offer something to them, they reward you. If you stop something, you get punished. But Krishna never does both. He neither rewards so easily, nor he punishes anybody. The reason being, he is our mother. No mother would punish her son or her daughter just for doing something. If she has been any other lady, she would punish me. But my mother will of course give me a long rope. She wants me to mend my ways. Similarly, Krishna also wants me to mend my ways. But we must not take it for granted that he is an incapable person. It is not his incapacity that he allows us to dwell like this. He is capable of doing. But since he is my loving, beloved mother, he gives me a long rope. So there is an end to the rope. He can pull the rope any day he wants. We must realize that and go subservient to Krishna. If you ask me, who are all the Atmas around this hall? There are many people here. How do I address to you? Can I call you as males? Females are there. Can I call you as females? Males are there. Veshti kattindrukrava? Many are wearing pants. Neti kattindrukrava? Many do not have anything in their forehead. So if I call anything, it's going to exclude many other. How do I include everybody here? Can I say that people who live in Fremont, maybe someone has traveled for 2 hours and reached here. We don't know. So there must be some common platform. One umbrella wherein you all can be gathered together. And that umbrella would be Jiva Sheshattvam. All these Jivatmas are Sheshabhutas of Bhagavan. Sheshattvam is subservience. We are all subservients to Bhagavan. We are servants. We are not masters of ourselves. In the first instance, we must realize that Atma and Deha are quite different. This Deham, this body is perishable. Atma is permanent. So having noted the difference between Atma and the Deha, the second problem we need to cross over is, we would presume this Atma is free. Atma is independent. It's not so. This Atma is dependent on Paramatma. There are two words, technical words in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. You go to any lecture in Vaishnava Sampradaya, you need to know the meaning of these two words. One is Sheshatvam, other is Paratantriyam. Sheshatvam is subservience. Paratantriyam is dependence. After knowing this, let's go one step further. It is Ananyarka Sheshatvam and Paratantriyam. Sheshatvam is subservience. Anyarka Sheshatvam is, I am a servant of Krishna as well as many other. Ananyarka Sheshatvam is, I am exclusive to Krishna. I am an exclusive servant of Krishna. So this is exclusive subservience. So Ananyarka Sheshatvam and Paratantriyam are two qualities of this Jivatma. So we need to realize about the essential nature of Jivatma. Atma is Anuswarupa. Atma is Jnanamaya. Atma is Anandamaya. Atma is a Sheshabhuta. Atma is a Paratantra. I think I have not confused you too much, but I'll explain to you. Atma has all these five essential characters. It is Jnanamaya. It is full of Jnana. It's made of Jnana. Are we so? Are we Jnanamaya? We are, but unfortunately, we are covered. We are hidden by this samsara. A precious gem, if caught in a web, or if it is dropped in mud, it will not be effulgent. We can't see the luster of a precious gem. Similarly, this Atma is a precious gem. It is Jnanamaya, Anandamaya. Unfortunately, by our karma, we are covered by this samsara. This cover has to be removed. Once this cover is removed, then you will realize the real glory of this Jivatma. Then what is our job? To go through the Upanishadic scriptures, the Vedas, the ancient scriptures, and get to know the way of how to uncover this precious gem, uncover this Jivatma. So Atma is first Jnanamaya, its essential nature is Anandamayatvam, it is Sheshabhuta, it is an exclusive subservient of Paramatma, it is totally dependent on Him, it's not independent. There may be a debate here. Is this Atma independent or dependent? If we call this Atma as independent, then we must not agree on the absolute controllership and mastership of Paramatma. If I am independent, then he is not going to control me any further. If he is not the controller, then why does all these Shastras call him Ishvara, Ishvara? They call him as Ishvara because he is the controller, he is the master. If he should be accepted as Ishvara, then I must be dependent on him. If I say accept that I am dependent on him, then I should not be held responsible for my papam and punyam. As I am dependent on him, he is my driver. If a driver goes and dashes the car, a rider cannot be held responsible. So he is the driver, why should I be responsible? Am I dependent or am I independent? There is dependency as well as independency. There is a circle here. For example, take a company. There is a CEO and there are many other managers. There are general managers. One takes care of purchase, one of sales, one for production, one for finance, one for many, whatever department. All these people, they have a limited independence. They can show their performance, prove themselves, act smart, and get money to the company. This is possible. At the same time, they are all dependent on the CEO. The CEO controls all the group heads, whereas the CEO is not responsible for every action of the group head. He decides. If he loses money, yes, the company loses money. So, you need to understand the same here too. You are dependent on the CEO. At the same time, you have given some leverage. You have been given some elbow room to prove your performance. We are all dependent on Paramatma. At the same time, we have a limited independence. Because we are all sentient beings. We are all not insentient beings. If I were insentient, then we can totally blame Bhagavan. As we are sentient, we have reasoning power. We need to take a decision and go ahead. And Bhagavan, in fact, gives us that way. yes, this is your game, why don't you play it rightly and reach me? At that point in time, he never interferes. He allows us to take a decision. Once we decide, then only he comes into the play. Then he helps us, whether you go in the right path or the wrong path. He will continue to help you. So in the first instance, I need to take a decision that this is right for me. The Shastram says that this is right to do. They tell me to abstain from this. Let me abstain from that. This deciding power, this limited independence is of course allowed for the Jivatma. So we can't blame Bhagavan for all our actions. We have to blame ourselves and our previous Punya and Papa. So why did I dwell on all these? Where? As we meditate on the birth and the pastimes of Krishna, I am not born again. All my papams and punyams get cleared from me and my mind becomes so pure. Let us further continue. Kathito vamsha vistaraha bhavata soma suryayoho rajnyancha ubhaya vamshyanam charitam paramadbhutam. Parikshit pleads to Shukacharya. You had already told me about Rama avatara and enough I have heard about all the other avataras. Now is the time for Krishna avatara. This is where the 10th canto begins. 10th canto is the longest in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has the most number of verses. And it is further subdivided into two ardhas. 10th canto Purvardha and 10th canto Uttarardha. Purvardha is just before Rukmini Kalyana. Uttarardha begins from establishing Dwaraka and Rukmini Kalyana. Both ardhas together is called as the 10th skanda. We call skanda in Sanskrita. In English it's called as canto. Then adhyaya is known as chapter. The total is 18,000 verses. So Parikshit Raja pleads to Shukacharya. Shuka replies, of course I would like to elaborate on Sri Krishna avatara, but I had a doubt in my mind. I have been talking to you, preaching to you for long now. 9 cantos are over. You may feel hungry. You may feel thirsty. After all, you are a king. Even though you have come for Brahma Yajna, even though you have come in search of Brahmam, you are a king by your birth. So you would like to lead a comfortable life. Would you want to take rest? You take rest. Parikshit gives a reply. Vasudeva kathaprasnaha. I have been listening from your glorious mouth, the eternal elixir about Krishna's incarnations. I don't feel thirsty at all. I don't feel hungry at all. Andal in Tirupave says, Vayattu Valvirhal, Namum Nam Pavaik, Cheyam Kirishahal Kerliro, Parkadal Payattu inna Paramanadi Padi, Neyu Nom, Palu Nom, Natkale Niradi, Mayit Tedidhom. Andal promises. She says, for this 1 month, when I am going to perform this austerity of Markadi Nonbu, during this month, I will not drink milk. I will not consume butter. I will not consume curd. I will not use any lahiri vastu. So she abstains. She says, we are not going to use all this in this 1 month. You know the reason? The reason is, Parkadalul payattu indra paramanadi padi neyu nom. We will sing the glories of Krishna, not drink milk. You have to take them together. It means that singing the glory of Krishna itself is drinking milk. Singing his divine names is itself consuming food. Having drunk milk and consumed that food, there is no need to drink milk again. Because this is material milk and that is divine milk. She, Andal, wants to distance herself from material bodies, from material food items and get closer to Krishna, who is divine food. Upanishad says, Aham annam, aham annam, aham annam. Aham annadaha. Aham annadaha. Ahagushlokagrid, ahagushlokagrid, ahagushlokagrid. I am the food and Bhagavan is the one who consumes it. We together enjoy this. We being a food and he is the one who consumes, we enjoy together the glorious attributes of Paramatma. So Parikshit replied to Shukacharya, I don't feel hungry at all. Having consumed this elixir, having drunk the elixir of Krishna Kathamrita, I don't feel hungry. You can continue. Shukacharya says, Vasudeva katha prashnaha purushan strin punatihi vaktaram prichakam shrotrin tatpada salilam yatha akkaranta bhuribharena brahmanam sharanam yayav. He gives an example. He says, if you take a dip in holy Ganga, you are purified. Not only you, 7 generations you get purified. Not only 7, to 7 previous generations you get purified. not only the previous, to succeeding 7 generations you get purified. So for 21 generations you get purified. Similarly, Vasudeva Katha Prashnaha, listening to the glorious pastimes of Krishna, 21 generations with you get purified. Vasudeva Katha Prashnaha, Purushan Strin Punativai, Tatpada Salilamnyatha. So his Sripada Tirtha Ganga and his eternal pastimes both purify us. Jagamasad Satriyanatri Trinayanastiram Kshirapayonithehe. Now is the story beginning. Shukacharya, he mentions to Parikshit, "Ho Parikshit, all the devas, including Brahma, they were in agony. They could not bear the pain of Kamsa. Kamsa was torturing them. So Brahma, Indra, Kubera all went to the ocean of milk, where Bhagavan was reclining. Jagama Satrinayanaha Tiram Kshirapayonithehe. Kshirapayonithi is the ocean of milk, Kshirabdha. All went and pleaded to Bhagavan. At that time again, there was an Akashavani. It said, Vasudeva Grihe Sakshat Bhagavan Purushav Paraha Vasudeva Kalanantaha Sahasravadanaha Swarat Agrato Bhavita Devo Harev Priya Chikirshaya. Ho Devas, do not lament, do not worry. Vasudeva Grihe Sakshat Bhagavan would incarnate in the home of Vasudeva. Sakshat Bhagavan Purushav Paraha Sriman Narayana Sri Mahavishnu Bhagavan, he would incarnate, he would take birth in Vasudeva Griha. Janishyate tat priyartham sambhavantu surastriyaha. All the devas would be born as the cowherd boys. And all the devastris would be gokulastris. All devas are the gokulas, gopalas. And all the gopikas would be the devastris. Then, Vasudeva kalanantaha sahasravadanaha swarat. The serpent, the divine serpent, the bed of Sriman Narayana, Adishesha, he is 1,000-hooded. Vasudeva Kala Anantaha Sahasravadanaha. He is 1,000-hooded, he is 1,000-mouthed. And he would be born before Krishna as Sankarshana, as Balarama. Alvarpu. In his Perumal Tirumuli, Kulasekhar Alvar mentions in the first decade, Iruliriya Chudarmanigalimaikkum Netri, Yenattutti Anipanam Ayirangal Aranda. Aravarasha Perunjodi Anandanennum, Anivalangu Muyarvellai Anayai Mevi, Thiruvaranga Perunaharul Tennir Ponni, Thirakkaiyal Adivarula Pallikollum, Karumaniye Komalatte Kanduhondu, Yen Kannadagal Ennugolo, Kalikkunale, Vayorir Ainyuru, 2 500s, 1,000 mouths, 1,000-hooded Sahasravadana Adishesha. If you take the name of Adishesha, he is known for his subservience. He is known for all his actions as a Bhagavata Kainkarya and Bhagavat Kainkarya. So he is known for his service to the Lord. Again he was born to serve Krishna. In the first yuga, Adishesha serves as Adishesha. In the second yuga, which is Treta Yuga, he incarnates as Lakshmana and he served Rama. In the third, Dwapara Yuga, he incarnates as Balarama and served Krishna. And in the fourth, Adishesha had a fourth incarnation. First one was Adishesha, second one was Lakshmana, third was in Dwapara Yuga, which is Balarama. Anantah Prathamam Rupam, Lakshmanastu Tatah Param, Tritiyaha Balabhadrastu, Kalau Ramanujas Tada. The same Adishesha incarnated as Bhagavad Ramanuja. Ramanuja is none other than the divine serpent, Adishesha of Bhagavan. We also are going to talk about a Ramanuja. There are two Ramanujas here. One is Krishna himself, because he was Balaramanuja. Anuja means younger brother. Balarama's Anuja was Krishna. So he can be also called as Ramanuja. Qualify Balaramanuja. Whereas the Sriparambudu Ramanuja, who was a great Vaishnavite saint, he was known as Ramanuja. So here is one Ramanuja, Ramanuja of Sriparambudur, and another Ramanuja, Balaramanuja Krishna. Both were born for the same purpose, to re-establish virtues and values in this material world. So Adishesha incarnated before Krishna as Balarama. Ityadishyam Adishyam Aranan Prajapatir Vishnor Maya Bhagavati Yaya Sammohitam Jagat Adishta Prabhunam Shena Karyarthe Sambhavishyati Mathura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sannihito Harihi. Here, I would fail in my duty if I don't tell about the glory of ಮಥುರಾ ನಗರ. ಮಥುರಾ ನಾಮ ನಗರಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಪಹರಿ ಶುಭ. ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಪಹರಿ ಶುಭ. ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್, ಯು ಅಟರ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮಥುರಾ. ಮಥುರಾ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ಮಥುರಾ ಇಟ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ಮಥುರಾ ನಾಮ ನಗರಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ನಗರಂ, ಯು ಸ್ಟೇ ಫಾರ್ ದರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಡೇ, ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪಾಪಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಡ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಪುಣ್ಯಂ. ಮಥುರಾ ನಾಮ ನಗರಿ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಪಹರಿ. ಇಟ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಯು ಪುಣ್ಯಂ ಪಾಪಹರಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಮಥುರಾ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಸಿಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ಹಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸಮೋರ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಯುಗ. ಇನ್ ಕೃತಯುಗ ವಾಮನ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಟೆಡ್, ದ ಡ್ವಾರ್ಫ್ ವಾಮನ, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಚೋಸ್ ಮಥುರಾ ನಗರ ಟು ಮೀ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಯುಗ ಮಥುರಾ ನಗರ ವಾಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ವಾಮನ ಮೂರ್ತಿ. ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್, ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಯುಗ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಕ್ಯಾಪಿಟಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಶತ್ರುಘ್ನ. ರಾಮಾಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಎಂಗರ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಶತ್ರುಘ್ನ. ಶತ್ರುಘ್ನ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಅಸುರ ಲವಣಾಸುರ ಅಂಡ್ ರೂಲ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 12 years ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಟು ಅಯೋಧ್ಯ. ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಕಾರನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ರಾಮರಾವಣ ಯುದ್ಧ ರಾಮ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅಯೋಧ್ಯ. ದೆನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ರಿಷೀಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕಿಡೋಸ್ಪೈ ಟು ದ ಯಮುನಾ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಥುರಾ, ದೇ ವೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಡೆಡ್ ಟು ರಾಮ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಟಾರ್ಚರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಲವಣಾಸುರ. ರಾಮ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಶತ್ರುಘ್ನ. ಶತ್ರುಘ್ನ ಕೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಲವಣಾಸುರ ಅಂಡ್ ರೂಲ್ ದಟ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಯುಗ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್, ದಿಸ್ ಮಥುರಾ ನಗರ ವಾಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ರಾಮ ಅಗೇನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಶತ್ರುಘ್ನ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಯುಗ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ದ ಬರ್ತ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಯುಗ ಮಥುರಾ ನಗರ ಇಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ಸಮ್ ವೇ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್. ಗೋವರ್ಧನೋ ಗಿರಿವರ ಯಮುನಾ ನದೀಸ ಬೃಂದಾವನಂಚ ಮಧುರಾಚ ಪುರೀ ಪುರಾಣಿ ಅದ್ಯಾಪಿ ಹಂತ ಸುಲಭ ಕೃತಿನಾಂ ಜನಾನಾಂ ಏತೇ ಭವಚ್ಚರಣಚಾರಜುಷ ಪ್ರದೇಶಾಃ. ಕೂರತ್ತಾಳ್ವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅತಿಮಾನುಷಸ್ತವ ಹೀ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್. ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಏತೇ ಭವಚ್ಚರಣಚಾರಜುಷ ಪ್ರದೇಶಾಃ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕೆಪ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ನೂಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಾರ್ನರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೃಂದಾವನ. ನಾವು ಮಥುರಾ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್ ಬೈ ಯು, ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಬೈ ಯು, ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಬೈ ಯು, ಗೋಕುಲ ಬೈ ಯು. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ದೇರ್. ಬೈ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ವೈಕುಂಠ ಟು ಫ್ಲೋರಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾನಾ, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ಸಮ್ ಫ್ಲೋರಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾನಾ ಟಚ್ ದ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್. ದೇ ರೀಚ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವೈಕುಂಠ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡ್ವೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಮಥುರಾ ನಗರ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಚೋಸ್ ಮಥುರಾ ಟು ಬಿ ಹಿಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಭಾಗ್ಯಂ ಆಫ್ ಮಥುರಾ. ಮಥುರಾ ನಗರ ವಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ರಾಜಧಾನಿ ತತಸ್ಸಾಭೂತು ಸರ್ವ ಯಾದವ ಭೂಭುಜಾಂ, ಮಥುರಾ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಯತ್ರ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸನ್ನಿಹಿತೋ ಹರಿಹಿ. ಯತ್ರ ಹರಿಹಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸನ್ನಿಹಿತ, ವೇರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್. ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ್ವಾಪರ ಯುಗ. ಇನ್ ಕೃತಯುಗ, ತ್ರೇತಾಯುಗ, ದ್ವಾಪರ ಯುಗ, ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೋರ್ ಯುಗಾಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮಥುರಾ ನಗರ. ಚತುಶ್ಶತಂ ಪರಿಬರ್ಹಂ. ನೌ ಗೋ ಟು ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೆಡಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದೇವಕಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಸುದೇವ. ಬೋತ್ ವೇರ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಡ್ರಿವನ್ ಬೈ ಕಂಸ ಇನ್ ಅ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಆಕಾಶವಾಣಿ ಅರೋಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹೋ ಮೂಢ ಅಸ್ಯ ಅಸ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ವಾಂ ಅಷ್ಟಮೋ ಗರ್ಭ ಹಂತಾಯಾಂ ವಾಹಸೆ ಅಬುಧ. ಹೇ ಅಬುಧ, ಯು ಇಡಿಯಟ್, ಯು ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಟು ಯು. ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾರಿಡ್. ದ ಏತ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ಯು. ಭಗಿನೀಂ ಹಂತುಮಾರಬ್ಧ. ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕಂಸ ವಾಸ್ ಪರ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್. ಹಿ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಡ್ರೂ ಹಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್. ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಕಿಲ್ ದೇವಕಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಸುದೇವ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದೇವಕಿ. ವಸುದೇವ ಪ್ಲೀಡೆಡ್ ಟು ಕಂಸ. ಶ್ಲಾಘನೀಯ ಗುಣಶೂರೈಹಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಭೋಜ ಯಶಸ್ಕರ. ಓ ಕಂಸ, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀನ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಅ ವೀರ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಅ ಶೂರ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಅ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಪಂಡಿಟ್, ನೆವರ್ ಕಮಿಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಿನ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕಿಲ್ ದೇವಕಿ, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ 3 ಪಾಪಮ್ಸ್. 1, ಯು ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಅ ಫೀಮೇಲ್. 2, ಶಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಯುವರ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್. 3, ಯು ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಹರ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ ವೆಡಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ 3 ಟ್ರಬಲ್ಸ್ ಆಡೆಡ್ ಟು ಯು. ಯು ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಫ್ ಪಾಪಮ್ಸ್, ಸೊ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಆಡ್ ಎನಿ ಮೋರ್. ಕಂಸ ಥಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ವೈಲ್. ಫರ್ದರ್ ವಸುದೇವ ಆಡೆಡ್, ಅದ್ಯವ ಅಬ್ಧ ಶತಾಂತೇವ ಮೃತ್ಯುರ್ವೈ ಪ್ರಾಣಿನಾಂ ಧ್ರುವ. ಈದರ್ ಟುಡೇ ಆರ್ 10 years ಲೇಟರ್ ಆರ್ 100 years ಲೇಟರ್ ಡೆತ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಫರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಟು ಎನಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್. ಅದ್ಯವ ಅಬ್ಧ ಶತಾಂತೇವ, ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಟುಡೇ, ಟುಮಾರೋ ಆರ್ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ಟರ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಫರ್ಮ್ಡ್. ತೊಂಡರಡಿ ಪುಡಿಯಾಳ್ವಾರ್ ಇನ್ ತಿರುಮಾಲೆ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮರಂ ಶಿವರ್ ಮೊದಲೆಡುತ್ತು ಮರುಮೈಕ್ಕೇ ವೆರುಮ ಪೂಂಡು ಪುರಂ ಶಿವರ್ ಒಟ್ಟ ಮಾಡಂ ಪುರಳುಂಬೋ ಧರಿಯ ಮಾಟ್ಟೀರ್ ಅರಂ ಶಿವರಾಗಿ ನಿನ್ನ ಅರಂಗನಾರ್ ಕಾಕ್ಷಯ್ಯಾದೆ ಪುರಂ ಶಿವರ್ ಕೋಲಂ ಸೇದು புல்ஹவ்வ கிடக்குன்னீரே. வி ஆல் நோ தட் வி வுட் டை ஆன் அ டே, பட் த ஒன்லி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் விச் மேக்ஸ் அஸ் லிவ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் வி டு நாட் நோ தட் டே. தட்ஸ் த ஒன்லி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் டு இட். இஃப் வி நோ தட், தென் நோபடி வுட் பி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட். நோ டாக்டர்ஸ் கேன் சர்வைவ். We won't visit them at all because if we have some problem, you suffer from fever, you have a day, immediately we think we are going to die, we rush to the doctor. If you know your last day, even if you have cancer or heart attack, you won't go, because I know my last day, I know nothing is going to happen to me. So there will be no use for any doctors. Alva says that maram shivar madiladut marumai ke verumai poondu. You only want to decorate this body, which of course is going to die down, will wither away, whether today or day after or 100 years later. Vasudeva started preaching all these concepts of Gita to Kamsa. You need to preach to somebody who will give, lend his ears to you. Here was Kamsa, who only knows to kill, who only knows to torture. Vasudeva talks about Gita to Kamsa. You need to choose your audience before you start talking first. Here is an audience who will not listen. But still Vasudeva went ahead. He said, Adyava abja satanteva mrutyurvai praninam dhruvaha vrajan tishthannu padaikena yathaikekena gachati. And he gave a solution to the problem. Vasudeva said, now this Akashavani had announced 8th garbha would kill you. It never said that Devaki would kill you. I am only requesting you to spare Devaki, not spare her children. Her children would be offered to you. You can decide on their fate. But why don't you spare Devaki now? Kamsa thought for a while. He thought, let me not add more to my papams. I will allow Devaki go free. Not go free, I will imprison her. I will arrest her in a prison. Let both of them live together. I will count the babies when they are born. You will have to come and offer all the babies to me. Vasudeva accepted. The first one was born. Pradaya mrityave putran mochaye kripanam imam sutame yadi jayeran mrityurva namriyeta chet. Immediately, religiously, as accepted and promised, Vasudeva took the child to Kamsa and offered to him. Kamsa wanted to kill that child. He held that child by its legs and he was going to dash it on a stone and kill that child. At that time, Vasudeva made a last-ditched effort. He pleaded to Kamsa. Akashavani said, it would be the 8th garbha that would kill. Are you not sure that the first garbha would not kill? Earlier he pleaded to spare Devaki. Now he pleads to spare the first child. Somehow, some good counsel prevailed on Kamsa. And he spared that first child. He gave it back to Vasudeva. Vasudeva was returning. Still he could not feel happy. You can't decide anything, or you can't have faith on the decisions of wicked people. They will talk now, they will immediately change. They won't stand by their words. So Vasudeva was not happy at all. As doubted by Vasudeva, something bad happened. Narada came running. He went and met Kamsa. He asked him, have you killed the first child? Kamsa replied, no, I gave it back to Vasudeva, because I know for sure it is the 8th child that's going to kill me. Narada made a comment. He said, I am sure you have been cheated by the Devas. The reason is, he is going to get a child every year. You can't even figure out any difference between the children. They can make him stand all together. They can misname a child to be the 8th one and offer the 6th one to you. You would kill the 6th one. The 8th one would be spared. I am sure you have been cheated by the Devas. Narada said so, and Kamsa started to think again. Once you allow wicked people to think, you will not get better results. That happened precisely there. He called back for the son and killed the first son. That was the plight of the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Alva says, Makkal aruvarai kallidai modha chikkana vandu thonniyavan thannai. Makkal aruvarai kallida modha. All the 6 children were killed. Chikkana vandu thonniya thannai. The 7th one was expected. Now the story takes a deviation. Nahyasyaste bhayam saumyan yad vagaha sharirini athakala upavritte devaki sarva devata kirtimantam prathamajam. Kirtimanta was the first. So from the first child, all the 6 got killed. The 7th is expected. This was when Krishna called for his yoga maya. Yoga maya is the divine power of Krishna. Yoga maya was ordered by Krishna like this. Yadunam nijadathanam yogamaya samadishat. Bhagavan called for yogamaya. Devakya jathare garbham sheshakyam dhama mamakam. O yogamaya, listen to me carefully. And I request you also to be attentive now. Because whatever I tell now, it's going to confuse you. Please be clear. Krishna said, Yogamaya, listen to me carefully. The seventh garbham is Adishesha himself in the womb of Devaki. That is the seventh child who is going to be born now. He is expected. Krishna says, I am going to give you two jobs. He tells Yogamaya, I would give you two jobs. One is, pull out the garbha from Devaki and place it across Yamuna in the garbha of Rohini. Rohini was the other wife of Vasudeva. So you draw the garbha from Devaki's jatara and place it in the jatara, place it in the womb of Rohini. As he was pulled out, karshana means pulling out, pulling with vigor, pulling with power. Sankarshana, as this garbha fetus was pulled out with power and placed in another garbha, Balarama was known as Sankarshana. The transferred garbha is Sankarshana. Karshana is drawing out. Sankarshana is drawing out, pulling out with power. So Balarama was known as Sankarshana due to the action. Due to this, he got transferred to Rohini Garbha. Yes, this is job one. The second order of Krishna to Yogamaya was, you have to be born as a female child to Yashoda, the Patni of Nandagopala. She was born. She was born after Krishna. You know that Krishna was born on Ashtami day. Yogamaya was the younger sister of Krishna, born on the Navami day. How to calculate this was, after Krishna was born, he was carried on a basket on the head top of Vasudeva. As Vasudeva was crossing Yamuna, Ashtami changed to Navami. It was then Yogamaya was born as a female child. So don't think that this Yogamaya was the elder sister of Krishna. She was the younger sister. Krishna was born on Ashtami day. Yogamaya was born on Navami day. So Yogamaya had her second order. You go and be born to Yashoda. You will be there lying still by the side of Yashoda. My father Vasudeva will carry me across. He will leave me by the side of Yashoda and carry you across Yamuna back to this prison. You will be left here as the eighth garbha. You will be offered to Kamsa as the eighth garbha. Kamsa would try to kill you. You escape, announcing to Karma, announcing to Kamsa that the eighth garbha is safe. He is across Yamuna and not here. You go in search of him. So you announce that and you leave. Yogamaya asked her a doubt. She said, what would be the reply of Devaki for the seventh garbha? I would have drawn that seventh and placed in Rohini's garbha. Would Kamsa not ask for the seventh? We can't go and cheat him with the eighth one. Krishna said, let Devaki announce that it got aborted. You don't inform anybody. Let it abort. So people would think that it got aborted. Out of eight, one getting aborted was nothing new in those periods. Even we know about 30, 40 years ago, when many fetuses they got aborted. So it got announced that the seventh child got aborted. The eighth one was Yogamaya on the other bank. And eighth one was Krishna here. So Devaki's eighth garbha was Krishna. Yashoda's garbha was Yogamaya. Yogamaya was on the other banks of river Yamuna. Yamuna has two banks even today. One is Gokula. Other is Mathura. Gokula is one bank and Mathura is another. Many places, the course of river Yamuna has changed a lot today. It doesn't look like earlier times. In Dwapara Yuga, during the period of Krishna, it was different. It was just bank behind the walls of Kamsa's palace. Whereas today, it is almost 2 miles away from that. If you have visited Mathura, you will easily understand this. Next time when you go, kindly recall whatever we have discussed here today. Then you will have a better understanding of whatever you find there. So, on one bank of river Yamuna was Mathura, on the other bank was Gokulam. So all these orders were given, issued by Krishna to Yogamaya. Kumuda, then also Krishna rewards her. If you do it properly, if you accomplish whatever I want to, you will be built temples all over India. People will praise you. They will come and worship you. You will be called as Namadheyani Kurvanti Sthananicha Narabhuvi Durgeti Bhadrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti Durga Bhadrakali Vijaya Vaishnavi Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaka. Another Sahasranamam inside Bhagavatam now. We know about Vishnu Sahasranama. Now this is Yogamaya Sahasranama. There are so many epithets of Yogamaya, and all these names are offered, coined by Krishna himself. Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, Ambiketicha. So you will be glorified by people. You will be worshipped. Garbhe, Pranite, Devakya, Rohinim, Yoga Nidraya. Aho, Visram Sito, Garbha, Iti Pauraha, Vichakrushuhu, Visram. Aho, Visram Sito, Garbha, Visram Sanam is abortion. So the seventh Garbha, people lamented that the seventh is lost. It had been aborted. Last Garbha was eighth. Now Krishna entered the womb of Devaki. All were waiting. The Devas were waiting for him to incarnate. They were counting their days of agony. They wanted to end their pain. They wanted this bhumi to be cleared of all the asuras and rakshasas. Let's go through those verses. Avivesha amshabhagena mana anakadundhubehe satyavratam. This is one very very important verse which elaborates on the essential nature of Bhagavan. Even though he is taking birth as Krishna, his glorious nature is explained in this shloka. Satyavratam satyaparam trisatyam satyasya yonim nihitancha satye satyasya satyam ritasatya netram satyatmakam tvam sharanam prapannaha. O Krishna, we worship you. The Devas together worship Krishna. They say satyavratam. Satyavrata, one who has a commitment. Vratam is a commitment. I take a vow and I have to complete. One who is always successful in any endeavor is known as Satyavrata. He is Satya Sankalpa. We start 10. We complete 2, but are unsuccessful in 8. Bhagavan starts 10. He is successful in all. So, he is known as Satyavrata, Satya Sankalpa. Satya Param. This Jagat, this universe is Satyam. Satya Param. He is above this universe. He is beyond this universe. Satya Param. Trisatyam. He is three truths. Trisatyam. Prakriti, Purusha, Kala. Prakriti is primordial nature. Purusha, all the Atmans. Kala, the concept of time. So Bhagavan is these three. Prakriti, Purusha and Kala. Satyasya Yonim. He is the cause for this entire universe. Yoni is cause. Karana. Satyasya Yoni. This Jagat is Satyam. He is the Karana for this Jagat. Satyasya Yonim. Nihitancha Satye. And where is he found? He is found hidden in Sri Vaikuntha. Nihitasya Satye. Vaikuntha is called as Satya again. So Nihitasya, one who is well kept, safely guarded in Sri Vaikuntha. Satyasya Satyam. Satyasya Satyam, one who is supreme, one who is better than this Jivatmans. Satyasya Satyam. Rita Satya Netram. Rita Satya Netram. To one whose eyes are Surya and Sun, are Surya and Chandra. The right eye of Bhagavan is Surya. The left eye of Bhagavan is Sun, Chandra. Satyasya Satyam Rita Satya Netram. Satyatmakam Tvam Sharanam Prapannaha. Satyatmakam Tvam. One who is unchanged. He is Nirvikara. Satyatmakam Tvam Sharanam Prapannaha. We surrender to you. So thus they all surrendered to the Garbha of Devaki. They were all waiting for the right moment. Atha Sarvagunopetaha Kala Paramashobhanaha Dishaprasedur Gaganam Nirmalodu Ganodayam. The skies were clear. All the rivers were tamed. They were running calmly. There was no noise all around. The cuckoos were silent. All the mayus, all the peacocks were waiting. All the nakshatrams, they didn't glow, but they just glittered. They were expecting Krishna to take birth. The wind blew softly. It touched everybody. It gave so much of pleasure to all. Yarkeva janmarkshatram shantarksha garakatarakam nadyaha prasanna salilaha. All the rivers were flowing, but they were very timid. Satya nadyaha prasanna salilaha hrida jalaruhashriyaha vavavvayuhu. Wind blew. Sukhasparishaha. It touched us so beautifully. Sukhasparishaha. Parishaha punya gandhavahaha shuchihi. It carried beautiful fragrance. It carried smell. Agnayascha dvijatinam shantastatta samindhata. Even fire was not fiery. Fire even was tamed. All this nature was expecting Krishna's birth. Tamadbhutam nishite tama udbhute. At the fall of dark night, నిశీతే తమ ఉద్భూతే ఉద్భూతే జాయమానే జనార్దనే దేవక్యాం దేవరూపిణ్యాం విష్ణు సర్వగుహాశయ. విష్ణు హూస్ నెవర్ బార్న్ టుక్ బర్త్. సర్వగుహాశయ హూస్ ది అంతరాత్మ, ద వన్ హూ డ్వెల్స్ విత్ ఇన్ ఆల్. He dwelled for 10 months within the garbha of Devaki. Devakyam, Deva Rupinyam, Vishnu Sarva Guhashaya. Krishna was born in night, whereas Rama during day. Krishna was born in a prison, Rama in a palace. Krishna in Ashtami, Rama in Navami. Krishna in Chandravamsha, Rama in Suryavamsha. And everything is different between Krishna and Rama, except for the fact both are incarnations of Narayana. That is same, that similar. Whereas all, there are many, many differences between Rama and Krishna. In fact, there is a healthy competition between Rama and Krishna. Rama Bhaktas and Krishna Bhaktas will always fight. For one, Krishna is better. For other, Rama is always better. And all Rama Bhaktas find it very easily to win the debate. Because they would prove that here is a honest person. You can't debate on that point at all. We have a honest person. Whereas Andal, the concert of Krishna, she says that Krishna always lies, he bluffs, and not in one verse. She had talked about this in many, many verses. Malai peranda nambiyai, malai seyyum manalanai, yelap poihal uraippanai, inge pothak kandire. Andal is in search of Krishna. She spells out the character of Krishna. Yelap poihal uraippan, one who is a liar. He bluffs. And here is a person who is not smart enough to bluff anyone. He bluffs. But it gets exposed in 10 minutes. You can bluff, you can lie, but you must at least be smart enough to hold on to your lies. You must not get exposed that easily. But Krishna lies for the sake of getting exposed. If he lies, 10th minute you can find out that he has lied. If you catch hold of him, he would lie again to get caught in another 10 minutes. So Andal says, Mala piranda nambi, malaye seyyum malanarai, yela poihularai paan. His lies are, they never reconcile. If he lies, you can easily find out that he is lying. So as we know Krishna lies, it's very easy to denounce him, to disgrace him. Whereas all Rama Bhaktas find it very, very easy. Here is Rama, who is Maryada Purushottam Ram. He is held in the highest esteem in Bharata. He never lied. He will not mend any ways. He will not take a shortcut method. Krishna is known for all this. Whatever he does, he feels it is right, he does. And declares as though they are right. Rama had a practice. If he had to walk in a path, he will choose the dharmic way and tread in that path. Krishna was different. He declares that whichever path I chose is dharma. Rama would choose dharma. Whereas Krishna would say, whatever I chose is dharma. I need not choose dharma. If I do something and I preach something, that becomes dharma. Purattadvani Atumanushastavan says, yat tvat priyan. Tadiha punyam, apunyam anyat. Punyam is that which pleases you. Papam is that which displeases you. So I don't go to any scripture to discriminate between punyam and papam. If it pleases you, it is punyam. If it displeases you, it is papam. So Krishna is going to incarnate. He took that incarnation, tamadbhutam balakam, ambuje kshanam, chaturbhujam, shankar gadaryudayudham, shivatsalakshmam, galashobhi kaustubham, pitambaram, sandra payodha saubhagam, tamadbhutam balakam. Here was the beautiful, charming child, tamadbhutam balakam, ambuje kshanam, the lotus-eyed child, chaturbhujam, with 4 shoulders, shankar gadaryudayudham. When Krishna took birth, he was not a common child. He was not a Laukika child. He was a Vaidika child. He was a divine child. He was adorned with all the ornaments. He was wearing his usual pitambara. And he was holding the divine discus, the divine conch, the bow and arrow, along with the mace and his sword. So he was found born with all this. Easily anyone could identify that he is not a child, but he is a divine child. He is Narayana himself. Tamadbhutam balakam, ambuje kshanam, chaturbhujam, shankagadaryudayudham, shivatsa lakshmam, one who is identified by shivatsa, shivatsa lakshmam, galashobhi kaustubham, one who is decorated with kaustubha. Kaustubha is a precious gem. Galashobhi kaustubham, pitambaram, who is adorned with pitambara, the yellow silken cloth, పీతాంబరం సాంద్రపయోత సౌభగం మహార్య వైదూర్య కిరీట కుండలత్విష పరిష్వక్త సహస్ర కుంతళం ఉద్దామ కాంచెంగణ కంకణాదిభి విరోచమానం వసుదేవ ఐక్షత. వసుదేవ హ్యాడ్ ది ఆపర్చునిటీ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ ద డివైన్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. హియర్ వాస్ కృష్ణ. వసుదేవ హ్యాడ్ దర్శన్. హీ కుడ్ నాట్ బిలీవ్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఐస్. హీ థాట్ ఈస్ హీ మై చైల్డ్? He looks so, yes, my wife Devaki gave birth to this child, she delivered, but he never looks my right child. Who would this be? Would it be a god or a rakshasa or an asura? Who would this be? And that was when Krishna started talking. When Devaki and Vasudeva, they both worshipped, they folded their arms and requested Krishna, kindly reveal yourself, tell us the truth of your birth. Krishna starts talking. జన్మతే మయ్యసౌ పాపో మా విద్యాన్ మధుసూదన ఇతి త్వమేవ పూర్వసర్గే అభూః పృష్ణిః స్వయంభువే సతి తదాయన్ సుతపా నామ ప్రజాపతిర్ అకల్మషః. యూ టూ ప్లీడెడ్ టు మీ, యూ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ పెనన్స్ టువర్డ్స్ మీ. వెన్ ఐ కేమ్ బిఫోర్ యూ, యూ ప్లీడెడ్ ఫర్ అ బూన్. దట్ బూన్ వాస్ దట్ ఐ షుడ్ బి బార్న్ టు యూ కపుల్ ఫర్ థ్రైస్, ఫర్ త్రీ టైమ్స్ భగవాన్ నారాయణ షుడ్ టేక్ బర్త్ ఇన్ ద వోమ్ ఆఫ్ దేవకి. దేర్ ఫస్ట్ బర్త్ వాస్ సుతప అండ్ ప్రిష్ణి. కృష్ణ వాస్ బార్న్ టు దెమ్ యాజ్ ప్రిష్ణి గర్భ. ద సెకండ్ వాస్ కశ్యప, కశ్యప ప్రజాపతి అండ్ అదితి దేవి. భగవాన్ వాస్ బార్న్ ఫర్ ద సెకండ్ టైమ్ యాజ్ వామనమూర్తి. నౌ ఇస్ ద థర్డ్ బర్త్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. దిస్ ఇస్ దేవకి అండ్ వసుదేవ. ఐ హావ్ టేకన్ బర్త్ ఆస్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ యువర్ ఓమ్. నౌ ఐ హావ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ మై ప్రామిస్ టు యూ. I promise that I would take thrice. I would be born thrice in your garbha. Now I am born thrice. This is the third birth. So Krishna revealed the secret of his birth, the way they pleaded years ago. All these were revealed, but these were all in the knowledge. The Vasudeva remembered all these secrets till the moment he returned to Madura and dropped the girl child by the side of Devaki. At that moment, he forgot everything. Krishna made him to forget. The reason was, if he remembered, then Krishna could not have enjoyed the first 10 years of his life as he enjoyed now. He enjoyed well. If someone recognizes that he is Parabrahman, he can't enjoy. I wanted to have a vacation. President of this country. He was so bored. He was frustrated with whatever was happening. He wanted to go on vacation. He went. He would not like to meet anybody. He would spend glorious time with his friends, with all his balya snehitam. He would like to go with them, put arms on their shoulders. Othar ade nukupunna ni vada poda, whatever you want, he wants that. At that time, if a news reporter finds him out there, goes and opens the mic, "Oh President, what do you think about this?" He had it. This similar situation here. This is President of Universe, Shri Krishna, who has descended here. He would not like to be recognized at all. No reporters to him. There are only one report. One reporter was Vedavyasa. He can go meet him anytime he wants because he has to write his story. Whoever writes the story, biography, you must allow him to report. So Vedavyasa was the only one who was blessed. He can talk to Krishna anytime he wants. So Krishna incarnated here. He covered himself in this human form. He never wanted to be recognized by anybody. That's the reason why he exposed first. He revealed first the truth of his janma. But then made Vasudeva and Devaki to forget. Vasudeva pleads to Krishna, can you cover yourself? I myself am not able to have darshan of this glorious form. Kindly shrink your form. Not with four shoulders, with two. Not with all these divine ornaments, without an ornament. Not with all these teeth grown, without your teeth. So you have to be like a common child, a laukika child. The shloka goes like this. Janmate mayasau papo ma vidyan madhusudana upasamhara vishpatman ado rupam alaukikam. Alaukika rupam upasamhara. Kindly shrink your form. Upasamhara. Immediately Krishna accepted the request of his father. He changed his form. Now as a common child. He was lying there as a child. Nobody could believe. Was this child the same 10 minutes ago? There was one Acharya known Parashara Bhatta in Sri Vaishnava lineage. Sri Parashara Bhattaryah, Sri Rangesha Purohitah, Sri Vatsanka Sutta Sriman, Shreyase Mestu Bhuyase. He was the son, the illustrious son of an illustrious father. Kurattadvan was the father of Sri Parashara Bhatta. Parashara Bhatta and Vedavyasa were the twin sons. twins of Kurathalva, Parashar Bhatta. He says, there was someone, Parashar Bhatta always liked. He had an affiliation towards Rama than Krishna. Like me, somebody approached him. He asked, should Rama be called as a Putra or Krishna be called as a Putra? Andal in her Tirupave says, Urutti Mahanai Perandu, Oriravil, Urutti Mahanai Volittu Valara, Urutti Mahanai Perandu. Rama was born as the son of Urutti. That Urutti was Devaki. Urutti Mahanai Volittu Valara. Krishna, he grew, he was hidden in Gokula, Volittu Valara. He was hiding in Gokula, Urutti Mahanai Volittu Valara. The second Urutti was Yashoda, because he was brought up by Yashoda. He was the born child of Devaki. He was brought up by Yashoda. Urutti Mahanai Pirandu, Oriravir Urutti Mahanai Olittu Valara. At both places, Andal mentions Mahan, Magan. Magan is Putra. Urutti Mahanai Pirandu, he was born as a Putra of Devaki. Urutti Mahanai Olittu Valara, he was brought up as a son of Yashoda. Can you use the word Putra in both places? Either he can be a son here or he can be a son there. Where should he call him as a son? This was question one. The second question was, who is called as a Putra? The name Putra, the meaning is Punnamno Narakatu Trayateti Putra. Putu, it seems there is a Naraka known as Putu. If you don't get a son, then you have to suffer in that Putu Naraka. When you get a son, since that son saves you from Putu Naraka, Punnamno Narakatu Trayate, Trayate being saved. As the son saves me from suffering in that Putu Naraka, he is known as Putra. Yes, this sounds very, very logical. But you know what happens in this world? When you get a son, you toil with him. You suffer with him. You grow him up till the age of 25. He will come and stand before you, taller than you. He will stand before you and question you, I think you have not brought me up rightly. You could have done it better. At that time, the mother and parent would together think that Putu Naraka would have been better. Rather this, Punnamno Narakatu Trayateti Putra. So who is a Putra? There are three duties mentioned for a Putra. Pratyabdham Bhuri Bhojanat. Here, it is too significant for you. Whatever I am going to tell now, it's very, very relevant to this gathering. That's why I am mentioning you. Veda says, it attaches three duties to a son. The three duties are Pratyabdham Bhuri Bhojanat, Gayayam Pinda Pradhanancha, Jivato Vakya Karanat. Pratyabdham Bhuri Bhojanat. The annual ceremony must be conducted, which we call as Shraddha. Anything that is done with dedication, with an involvement, Shraddha. Anything that is done with Shraddha is Shraddha. You conduct even a wedding with Shraddha, it is Shraddha. We call Shraddha as the last rites or the ceremony after death, whereas it is not so. Any karma, any action done with Shraddha is Shraddha. For your departed father or mother, one has to perform Shraddham every year. Not Shraddham alone, on the succeeding day, on the next day, you have to perform Samaradhana. You need to feed many Brahmanas. So these are inevitable. They are a must. So Pratyabdham Bhuri Bhojanat. Second duty is Gayayam Pinda Pradhanancha. You need to go once to Gaya at least in your lifetime and offer the balls of rice representing your father and mother. So Gayayam Pinda Pradhanancha. There is a common belief, which is wrong of course, but the belief is once you have done Gaya Shraddha, you need not do yearly Shraddha anymore. It's wrong. Whether you do Gaya Shraddha or not, your yearly Shraddha is a must. The reason is, Shastra is not making it mutually exclusive. Sorry, it doesn't make it mutually inclusive. It says that you perform Gaya Shraddha, you also perform your yearly Shraddha. It never says that you perform your yearly Shraddha till you perform Gaya Shraddha. That is not the statement. Both are exclusive statements. It says that you keep performing yearly Shraddha and you perform Gaya Shraddha once in your lifetime. There was a son like me. He got up and questioned, both these duties are after my parents depart. Is there anything which I have to do when they are alive? These two duties are when my father leaves, I have to do. But should I do anything or not when they are alive? Yes, the third duty. Gayayam pindapradanancha jivato vakya karanat. You must just abide by what your parents say. Just go by their words. Listen to them. Obey to the words of your parent. That is the third. Even the first two can be done. Thanking their departure we would do. But the third cannot be done at all. So a person was known for this. If I talk about jivato vakya karanat, obeying your father or mother, whom will you count first? Of course, Rama. Nobody else would come to our mind. Rama was born for Pitruvakya Paripalana. He Tandashol Mikka Mandiramillai, Tair Chiranda Koyilumillai. This is a mantra of Rama. So you can call Rama as Putra. Can you call Krishna as Putra? Andal is now naming Krishna as Magan. Urutti Maganai Pirandu. Urerevir Urutti Maganai Ulittu Valara. Rama can be called as a Magan. Can Krishna be called so? Parashara Bhatta gave a reply. You need to change your question. Now let me reframe the question. Krishna can be called as a Magan. Can Rama be called so? That should be the question. The reason is, who is a Magan? Whoever obeys his father is a Magan. Did Rama obey or Krishna obey? Of course Rama obeyed. Yes, he obeyed at the age of 25. Note the difference. Rama went exile not in age 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. It was when Rama was 25, Kaikeyi pleaded for the boon, Dasharatha granted the boon, Rama went exile. So Rama obeyed his father when he was 25. When did Krishna obey? Here is the child born. He was born as an Alaukika divine child. Yesho, Devaki and Vasudeva, they plead to Krishna, shrink your form, come back to your original simpler form. Immediately Krishna obeys his father. So Krishna obeyed on birth. Rama obeyed after 25 years. Whom would you call as Magan now? Of course Krishna and not Rama. Perandavodane kandan yathindar. Raman 25 vayasu kelavananapuram yathindar. Anal adu mukhyama idu mukhyama appo kandan namakku nadandar ngiradha mukhya. So putra is Krishna. But many would not agree to this argument. They would say they are all followers of Rama. So they would ardently be religiously be devoted to Rama. They would say Rama is all. Yes, I also subscribe to that view. But there is no competition between Rama and Krishna here. When there is Gokulashtami, we prepare so many bhakshanams. Mysurpak, Tenga Barbi, Pal cake, Mundri Parpu cake, Asidai, Upusidai, Vellasidai, Tattai, Jangri, Murku, everything is offered. For Rama Navami, none of this. For Rama Navami, it is buttermilk, near more. It is not even thick buttermilk, near more. It is thin buttermilk and panagam. It's a sweet water again. So it is near more and panagam. Now compare both. Is Rama better or Krishna better? We can say this way. Rama is no use because it's only near more and panagam. We are interested in going to the temple to receive Mahaprasad. That's very important. You go on a Gokulashtami day, you have your mouth full. You go on a Rama Navami day, you have to come back hungry. So we don't prefer Rama Navami. We prefer Krishnashtami. But there is a way. There is an argument favoring Rama here too. One who has everything will not show off. One who has nothing will have to show off. Here is a cowherd boy who had nothing in his lifetime. So you have to prepare and offer him 26 bhakshanams. Whereas here was Rama, who is an emperor. Everything belongs to him. So you need not cook anything for him. If you say this way, Rama is better. If you look the other way, Krishna is supreme. Whichever way, we need to be their bhaktas. That is more important. There is no point in comparing. But comparison is only for joy of comparison. For just experiencing the greatness of Rama and Krishna. Thus Krishna was born and he was pleaded by Vasudeva. Upasamhara Vishwatman Adorupam Alaukikam. Alaukikam. Krishna also shrunk his form. Taha Krishna Vahe Vasudeva Agate. Then he requested his father. Oh father, carry me on this basket. Leave me on the other banks of river Yamuna. You will find a girl child there. Get her back to this prison. Then rest would happen by Ishvara Sankalpa. Vasudeva abided. He carried Krishna on the basket. He went through Yamuna. You will even find that place today. It is known as Samyamana Tirtha. When you go on a pilgrimage to Vrindavan. We did it last year. Last year during end August and early September, we visited 90 holy places in Vrindavana. And we reenacted. We acted again Annakuta Utsava in Govardhanagiri. We were 1600 people totally. We were from all corners of India. So we went from Chennai, from Hyderabad, from Bangalore, from Mumbai, from Delhi. They were all people from every corner. We all gathered there. There was a Bhagavata Saptaha Upanyasam conducted. We went every day morning at 6 a.m. to a place. We divided the group because there are too many in number. All these buses cannot stop at any place. The Padi Sandhu, they were all so small lanes that we can't enter even. So there were six buses in a group. We divided the group. Govardhana one group, Gokula the other, Nandagrama the other, local Brindavanam was one, Kamyavana in Rajasthan was one. So we totally visited 90 holy sites. Every site was graced by Krishna's lotus feet. So we had that feeling that we were living along with Krishna. One was this, Samyamana Tirtha, Naga Tirtha in Mathura site. In one side of Yamuna, Samyamana Tirtha is the place where Vasudeva enters Yamuna. There is another place on the other banks where he got out and entered Gokula. So one side was this and the other was in Gokula. Shukacharya explains that. Bavarsha Parjanya Upamshu Garjitaha Sheshonvagat Vari Nivarayan Phanaihi. It was heavily raining. Who is going to protect Krishna now? He was born. Here is a child who does not find a servant to protect. There is no umbrella to him. If it was our child, if it were, we would have jumped to help the child. எங்கேயானு ஒரு குழந்தை பிறந்த குழந்தையே மழையில தவிக்க விட்டுட்டு யாரானு பார்க்க முடியுமா? பட் தட் ஹேப்பன் டு ஹிம். சோ ஈவன் வென் பகவான் டிசன்ஸ் ஹியர், திஸ் மெட்டீரியல் வேர்ல்ட் டஸ் நாட் ஸ்பேர் ஹிம். தட்ஸ் வாட் வி நீட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். இஃப் திஸ் இஸ் த பிளைட் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா, வாட் வுட் ஹேப்பன் டு அஸ்? வி ஹாவ் டு டாயில் இன் திஸ் ஹாட் சன் அண்ட் வின்டர் அண்ட் இன் ரெயின்ஸ். சோ சம் ஒன் ஹேட் டு ப்ரொடெக்ட் கிருஷ்ணா. நன் அதர் தென் ஆதிசேஷா கேம் டு சர்வ் ஹிம். He took, Adishesha took the form as an umbrella and protected Krishna from rains. Yamuna was flooding. It was just rising. Slowly, Vasudeva was drowning and drowning. Only his neck was left alone. His neck was alone left above this water, and above his neck was the basket. Krishna's lotus feet was outside the basket. Yamuna river. The water was rising and rising. This water, Yamuna, could have understood the mission of Vasudeva and not raised at all. She could have served Krishna, but she did not. She slowly raised. And after a certain while, she suddenly depleted. She came down. The reason being, she could have done it from first itself. She did not do. The reason was, she wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. That lotus feet was held high in that basket. Krishna was not small enough to be tucked into the basket. He did not fit into the basket. So his feet was hanging outside the basket. Yamuna Nadi took cognizance of that. She slowly rose above to that level. After touching the feet of Krishna, she suddenly dropped. The levels dropped. Her thing was not to torture, was not to put Vasudeva into difficulty. She only wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. There is an inner meaning to this. If you are touched by the feet of Krishna, then you are tamed. That is very important. Till that moment, I feel ahankara. I feel lofty. I feel haughty. But the moment he touches with your feet, then all your loftiness is lost. You become a paratantra. You become a dependent soul on him. You are always dependent. But we realize that we are dependent only then. We are not going to newly create dependence with him. That is always there with us. We are his subservient. We are his servant. We are dependent on him. That's always there. But we realize only at a particular time. That moment has to strike. We need to keep waiting for that moment. If we are all asked a question, people will ask an upanyasaka, what for are you preaching? You are going around, you preach 5 hours a day. What is the purpose? Have you achieved anything in 18 years? In 20 years? In 25 years? Yes, we are also in search of the same question and answer. We don't know. But if we are asked, we would say our job is to preach. Our job is to bring these scriptures and place before you. When there is a spark in you on when it will change people, we are not aware of. That is between the individual Atman and the Paramatman. We cannot advocate that, we cannot mend that. Our job is just to tell that this is what the scripture says. You are a subservient, you are a dependent, you are a Paratantra, you are a Sheshabhuta. When it will strike you, when will there be a spark, when you would realize, nobody knows. That it is only between Krishna and the Jivatma. So Yamuna, she wanted to prostrate. She wanted to offer her salutations to Krishna. She touched his lotus feet and then receded. Yamuna receded Yamunan Chadi Gambiram, Nanavarta Jashakulam, Janumatro the Kauyayau. It fell, it receded knee deep to Vasudeva. That Yamuna which was above the head of Vasudeva, it receded and it was knee deep. What does it mean? If we offer salutation to the feet of Krishna, then the samsara sagara would recede knee deep. It would become our knee deep. We can't journey in this samsara sagara. Have you had darshan of Venkatesha Perumal? He refers to his knees. With his left arm, he refers to his knees. And with his right arm, he tells us to surrender to his lotus feet. You surrender to this lotus feet, I will ensure that the samsara sagara is only knee deep to you. If not, you will drown in this samsara sagara. So the right and left arm of Venkatesha Perumal is nothing but a dancing posture. Adur mudre. Mudra kamikirar. Valadu kaiyale enthiruvadigala pachu. Yadadu kaiyale samsara sagaratta o mulandadalavu vachadittu kodukiren. So this is the message that is being conveyed by Venkatesha Perumal. And we could feel this message when Krishna was carried across Yamuna. Kah Krishna vahe vasudeva agate swayam vyavajjayanta yatha tamoravehe vavarsha parjanya umamshu garjidaha sheshonvagat vari nivarayan phanaihi. Thus Vasudeva crossed, he left the male child on the other banks. From there, he picked the female child, got back to the prison. Till that moment, everyone was unconscious. Nobody knew what was happening. After Vasudeva returned, and that was when, again the chains clasped. Again, all the doors closed. All the servants woke up. All the warriors there, they woke up. The watchmen woke up. Everybody knew what was happening. And this was a female child. It started crying like anything. Then the message reached the ears of Kamsa. Kamsa came running. Because this is the 8th Garbha. The 7th one was aborted. This is the 8th Garbha. Kamsa was curious to know, is this such a warrior? Such a great warrior that he is going to kill me? Unfortunately, this is a female child. Kamsa could not believe. Are these devas also started bluffing nowadays? These devas told me by Akashavani that the 8th Garbha would kill me. Is this female child? Is she going to kill me? Anyhow, he wanted to kill the child. He took the child by its feet. He wanted to again bang against a stone and kill. But this child, this female child was not to be killed. She escaped. She went to the Akasha and gave the message. O Mudhatma, the one who is going to kill you is there safe. He is going to grow. He is there on the other side of Yamuna in Gokula. If you can, you send somebody. You go personally, get to know him. Get hold of him. And if you can kill him, you can. But it's not going to happen. Leave me alone. Thus Yogamaya flew. She was not there. She went out. And that was when, slowly, Kamsa got frightened. He was afraid. He called for all the Asura Shaktis around this globe. He called them, gathered them, and gave them a mission. Now we need to go to Gokula one by one. And they were many in number. Putana, Shakutasura, Trinavartasura, Aghasura, Dhenukasura, Pralambhasura, Vatsasura, Kapithasura, Kesi, and Kalinga. There were so many. I have told you only 10. I didn't want to add because this is not Dashavatara. I need not keep on mentioning all the Asuras' name. There were many, many Asuras, so to say. All these Asuras entered Gokula, one by one. First one was Putanath, and the last one was Kesi. But none returned. That much is sure. It was a one-way traffic. Gokula was always one-way traffic. You can enter, you can't get out of it. Be it friends of Krishna or enemies of Krishna. If you are enemy of Krishna, you are killed, so you don't return. If you are a friend or a devotee of Krishna, you get absorbed by him, you don't return. Neither way we cannot come out of Gokula. Either by bhakti we are absorbed by him, we don't return. Or by anybody we get killed by him, we don't return. Both ways we cannot. Now that we know Krishna has taken birth, he is there on the other side, the whole city, the whole village rejoiced. Vannamadangal shoot Thirukkottiyur Kannan Keshavan Nambi Pirandinil Yenna Shunnam Yediradir Thuvida Kannan Mucham Kalanda Alarayitche Oduvar Viduvar Uhandalippar Naduvar Nambiran Enguttan Enbar Aduvargalum Palvarai Kottanindru Aduvargalum Paduvargal all started singing. Palvarai Kottanindru Aduvargal, they started drumming, they started blowing their trumpets. Here is Krishna, our soul, our life, our prana. He has come to save us all. ஆடுவார்களும் பாடுவார்களும் பல்பறை கொட்ட நின்று ஆடுவார்களும். பீப்புள் கேம் ரஷ்ஷிங், தே கேம் ரன்னிங் டு ஹாவ் அ கிளிம்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா, பட் யசோதா ஸ்டாப்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம். நோ, திஸ் சைல்ட் வில் அட்ராக்ட் சம் இன்ஃபெக்ஷன். இஃப் தேர் ஆர் டூ மெனி பீப்புள் ஹூ என்டர் திஸ் ஹோம், பிளீஸ் ஸ்டே அவே, லெட் த சைல்டு க்ரோ, ஒன்லி தென் ஐ அலவ் யூ டு ஹாவ் அ கிளிம்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா. சோ கிருஷ்ணா வாஸ் பார்ன், ஹி இஸ் வெயிட்டிங் தேர் வித் ஆல் ஹிஸ் நாட்டி நேச்சர். Krishna is waiting in Gokula for many, many of his leelas. Alvars have sung in the glorious leela. Kovarai aachiyarodu kottadum, kunnam onneyandiyadum, uravaneer poihe naaham kaindadum, utpada matrum pala, keyathingudal oothittum, pinnathol manandadum. Keyathingudal oothittum, he played the flute. Pinnathol manandadum, he was wedded to Nappinnai. He drove away Kalinga. He lifted the great mountain. He lifted that mountain Govardhana. There are many, many pastimes of Krishna, not one or two, but we have only one day tomorrow. What we have tomorrow is one day. We have had the Leela of incarnation, his birth today, which is glorious. Now we will continue with all his pastimes tomorrow. Whatever we can cover, we would certainly do it tomorrow. Navaneeta Chauryam is one thing which will not spare anybody from crying or anybody getting absorbed into Krishna. We will try to deal with Navaneeta Chaurya, with Govardhanodharana, with Venugana, and with Rasa Krida. At least four we need to deal tomorrow. So tomorrow, I request you all to assemble. You have come in good numbers, as I expected. As I requested with you yesterday, you have come today. One more request, kindly attend tomorrow too. So tomorrow, we will begin at 7:30 p.m. and we will close at 9:15 p.m. With these words, I conclude today's session, requesting you to gather here tomorrow.